Hello all, welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic for this June 20th, 2025. Have your host James here, welcoming into the studio our good friend Jim Benna from Port Edwards School District. Jim, it's good to have you with us. How you been?
Doing really well, James. Thank you for having us again.
Always appreciate the time, and really do appreciate the newsletter you guys put out there. It's a great way for us to keep up to date on things, especially in the summer where sometimes we get a little busy and can forget things, helps us put these things on our calendar and all that, and there is a lot going on with you guys. I want to dive right into it. Let's start with the Blackhawk Scramble and tell everybody about that.
Yeah, absolutely, James. The Blackhawk Scramble is the annual fundraiser that the Port Edwards Education Foundation hosts each year. It's the day after Father's Day. We had it once again this past Monday, June 16th. We had a new venue for it this year. We had it at Bullseye Country Club. I'd like to give a big shout out to Bullseye. They did a wonderful job of hosting us. We had about 80 golfers. This, again, as I mentioned, this is the primary fundraiser for the Port Edwards Education Foundation, also known as PEEF in the Port Edwards area. PEEF has donated through grants to Port Edwards teachers over the last 29 years over $300,000.
Wow.
And that grant money goes for additional programming, field trips, additional items for tech ed, for drama, for music, etc., things that go above and beyond our regular budget.
Yeah.
So Port Edwards School District is greatly indebted to PEEF, and we would like to say thank you to PEEF, and also invite everyone to participate in the Blackhawk Scramble. Next year, in 2026, it'll be our 20th annual Blackhawk Scramble. Once again at Bullseye, it'll be the day after Father's Day. So look for information next spring.
Mm-hmm. And a great easy way to make plans for it, knowing that in mind, having that in mind going forward and everything. And
absolutely.
A big shout out to everybody involved in that one, all the volunteers, all the people that help, and especially Bullseye. I always appreciate them. Great people over there. Mm-hmm. And really good to hear about the success of the program. That's fantastic. Wonderful.
Absolutely. And as you mentioned, James, volunteers, as I showed up that day and I helped work that day and had a great time golfing as well. It's run completely by volunteers, you know, people giving up their days, taking time off of work. You know that a lot of time and effort and energy goes into not just that day, but months leading up to that event. So I want to thank everyone on the PEEF board and everyone that took time. Ultimately, it's for the students and families of the Port Edwards School District. So big shout out to everyone that gives their time to PEEF.
Mm-hmm. Where do you want to go next?
Absolutely. Well, James, it's a busy time in the schoolhouse. Our last day of school was about 2 weeks ago, but summer school is in full swing. We have 58 elementary students who are enrolled for summer school enrichment programs. We have 10 high school students who are also taking some summer school classes. They're having a great time in summer school. We're doing some fun classes, James. We're doing gardening, we're doing clay creations, other art projects, fun with math and reading. So summer school runs for 3 weeks in the Port Edwards School District. We have 2 weeks completed. Next week will be our last week. So
right.
A lot of fun. Mm-hmm. That's all housed at Ed Hoyer Elementary School.
As a side note to me, I kind of blame the 80s for making summer school seem a certain way.
Stigma.
Like, yeah. I did summer school when I was in school, and I enjoyed it. I not only had fun with it, but it was a computer class I took, and it's actually helped me a lot as I got older and stuff with working with computers and everything. That's great to hear, and I'm sure they're having a good time with it.
Absolutely. We are, you know, school is a great place to be, and it, you know, we learn our life fundamentals from September through May, but our teachers have so many exciting hobbies and interests and things like that outside of the core academics, and summer school gives them the opportunity to teach these skills and these hobbies, gardening and clay and sculpture, these extra things that our students may not they may not be, you know, have the ability to see otherwise.
Right.
And so summer school gives our teachers and our students that opportunity to have that platform to learn those skills.
And getting the opportunity to maybe do things that during the school year they're not able to for them and the teachers. And a big shout out to those teachers,
exactly.
You know, really doing the extra great work for our community and our youth out there. I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
There's a lot to talk about. Where do you want to go next?
Sure. Absolutely. You know, here in the summer in the Port Edwards School District, and many other school districts, we are doing a lot of building and grounds updates. As you know, James, I've shared this before on your program. We passed our referendum last April. We passed over a $7 million capital referendum, and we are really starting to see some of those projects get kicked off this summer. Anyone who drives past John Edwards High School this summer will see a lot of scaffolding. They'll see some big cranes outside. We have a company out of Milwaukee that is inspecting every brick and every inch of mortar on that building. Anyone from the area knows, that building, it was built in segments. We have a 90-year-old high school. We have other parts of the building that are 60 years old, and it's brick and mortar. Well, every brick is being inspected. Every inch of mortar is being inspected to make sure that that building stays sound and stays as it should. It is getting sealed. So that's a big project happening at our high school. At our elementary school, in late July and August, we are getting a new gym floor poured. We're going to have a hard rubberized surface. We're getting glass backboards installed in our elementary gym. At our elementary, we're also getting new Cat 6 internet cabling installed, a new PA system, and a new digital clock system. So we have beautiful historic buildings in Port Edwards. We are doing upgrades to them. I compare it a lot to if you've got a beautiful historic home, you want to keep its integrity. It's got great bones. You just have to modernize it and upgrade it. And that's what our referendum monies are going toward. So a lot of practical purchases to keep our buildings in great working order.
It's great to see to hear the breakdown of where the money's going and how it's being used, but the encouragingness of this and excitement of this. Mm-hmm. I know that I'm feeling that. I know that a lot of talking to listeners about it after the last time we talked about it, that they are too. That's us. I can't imagine how you and the staff, how the kids are feeling about this. Like it's a very exciting thing. And, I have to say, especially in this day and age, every voting season, we see bills on there regarding our schools, and they don't always go this way.
Right.
A big thank you to the community, a big thank you to everybody that sees the investment here. The smart investment here, maybe the greatest investment any of us can make in our youth, in the future, and especially in our rural communities, in our communities that truly need this. These schools, not only because of the beautiful history they have and the fun memories they bring to many of the residents of the area, but the future. You know, and putting a focus on that, and it's so encouraging to hear that. It's just exciting. Like, I have to be honest, I was distracted by the new basketball court. That really had me. Like, oh, that sounds really exciting.
it's going to be great. Yeah, absolutely. As we went through the referendum process, James, we were very diligent in speaking to our community members, and we wanted to be ears. We wanted to listen to them. What do you feel is most important about our school district? And overwhelmingly, we heard, we want to stay in our buildings. We don't want to look at building new. We want to stay in our current historic high school building, our historic Ed Hoyer Elementary School, but we want to upgrade it and we want to modernize it and make it the best facility that we can. So through our community listening sessions, we gathered a list of ways to update those buildings, and we prioritize those. And I think we are doing our due diligence right now to make sure that we follow that prioritized list and are doing those upgrades over the next several years.
We're speaking with Mr. Jim Betta from the Port Edwards School District, and open enrollment is going on right now. I wanted to touch on that, Jim.
Sure, absolutely. It is summertime, and it's a time for families to reflect on their child's education. Families can enroll their students anytime for the upcoming school year. At our elementary school, our elementary office is open during the month of June. And if families would like to register their children during the month of July or August, they should go to John Edwards High School on 2nd Street. So anytime in July or August, they can walk through those white pillars. The door's right there at the front door, and go into our main office, and registration will happen right there.
as long as we're talking about registration, we do want to remind all the parents out there about Stuff the Desk, the Stuff the Bus, our great event going on with our United Way of Southwood and the Ems Counties. Terry John, CEO over there, joins us once a week usually. We've been touching on this, but just another reminder to all parents out there, again, know how busy things can get, how crazy it can be. Sometimes, did I register yet? It's just a good reminder to do that.
Mm-hmm. Stuff the Desk, the registration, it opened on May 1st. It is supported by the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. We are on that committee, the Port Edward School District, with Nakusa, Rapids Public Schools, and of course in partnership with United Way. And for more information, you can visit the United Way website. So that's the Stuff the Desk program, and Stuff the Bus happens during lunch by the river on August 7th. And James, I'm sure you'll be promoting that more as we get closer to August 7th. So there is a great need in the area for school supplies, and there are all kinds of items that need to be donated to the United Way. Mm-hmm. Backpacks, notebooks, folders, and all kinds of school supplies. And again, you can visit the United Way website to learn more about Stuff the Bus that will happen on August 7th.
Yeah, uwswac.org is the website. Go check that out, everybody. And keep in mind, if you have school supplies you want to drop off, you can drop them off here at the studios. We'll make sure that they get in the right hands. Looking forward to collecting more and more supplies and getting these into the kids' hands for the new school season, but not too soon. We don't want to think about too soon.
That's right.
Jim, what else did you have for us today?
Sure, absolutely. Well, we kind of talked a little bit at the start of our conversation, James, about what's happening right now. I wanted to talk about some exciting things that happened as we wrapped up the school year at the end of May. We had a very exciting event happen on May 29th. For the first time ever, we had our John Edwards High School class of 2038. They celebrated their graduation or commencement exercise in our high school gym. This was the first school year that our 4K program was housed at our elementary. Prior to this, they were at the YMCA. Because our 4K program was part of the elementary school, we wanted to have those four-year-old students kind of replicate the graduation that they will be able to do in 12 years. So we had graduation in the high school gym. We had 18 students walk through commencement, approximately 4 feet tall, wearing their cute little orange gowns and hats. It was just such a cool event.
I can't stop smiling. I can't, yeah.
It was such a cool event. So big props out to Mrs. Moldenhauer. She is our 4K teacher, and Mrs. Hamilton, who assisted with that event. So that was the class of 2038. They had their 4K graduation.
I don't get this feeling very often. Every once in a while it happens, though, and it usually involves talking to people in our public schools and everything, but I'm jealous. I'm genuinely jealous of that. That is such a fun, cool idea. Would have loved to have done something like that in school. And one of the things that I thought about when, you put yourself in the shoes of these kids or something like that, and you think about these things, we don't, especially the older we get and the more removed from school we get, sometimes it can seem like a long marathon school. Right. You know, it's not just the school year, but I'm in grade 5 and I got to go to grade 12 or something along those lines. And thinking about how long, especially when you're a kid, how long that seems to us as adults, it's like, okay, well, that's, we'll get through that. But as you're a kid, it seems like forever. Having these kind of benchmarks in mind, these ideas in mind, it gets them seeing that light at the end of the tunnel. And I don't mean that in a negative way or anything like that, just mean, kind of as you're a kid and you're dealing with that stuff. It's also pretty exciting, I imagine, for them putting on those robes, even thinking about this. Who knows if some of these kids even thought about graduation, yet and stuff. You're so young, you're thinking about recess, you're thinking about other stuff and everything.
Right.
That's a really cool program for a lot of reasons.
It was. As you said, it gives them a little bit of reality that, yes, I will be graduating from here in 12 years. Some of them, as you said, it's hard to kind of conceptualize what 12 years means. Some of them may have been to a graduation before. It definitely gives them a feeling of pride that they've accomplished something. And our families, our parents, our grandparents, they absolutely are thrilled to see their children or grandchildren walk down that aisle and move on to kindergarten.
So it's
a real thrill. It's a neat event.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Did you have anything else for us, Jim?
Sure, absolutely. One more end-of-the-year event that I want to discuss. We had the annual at Hoyer Elementary School and Port Edwards Parent Organization End of the School Year Carnival. That happened on Monday, June 2nd, and that was organized and led by the Port Edwards Parent Organization, acronym is PEOPO. And it was an all-afternoon event held on the campus at Ed Hoyer Elementary School. Students, there were bouncy houses for them, there were water games, there were lawn games, there were treats. It was just a beautiful summer-like day, and we had about 15 parent volunteers, and they were leading all types of different stations, and it was a great time for students of all ages to play with one another, to interact, and celebrate the end of the school year. And again, this was another event very similar to our Blackhawk golf scramble that was completely led by parent volunteers. So I would like to say a big thank you to the Port Edwards Parent Organization for, again, organizing and hosting and leading the end of the school year carnival at Ed Hoyer Elementary School.
Yeah, a big thank you to all of them, and really everybody all school year long, making it such a successful school year for everybody in the area, and appreciate them for that. You can find out all this information and more and keep up to date on things in the Port Edwards School District by going to their website and catching on that newsletter, PESD.org, PESD.org. Go ahead and go over there, bookmark that page, and keep up to date on everything. And Jim, if people have other questions or want to reach out to you if that need be, how can they do that?
Absolutely. They can go to the Port Edwards School District website, and if you click on either district or elementary links, my phone number and email is right there. If you have questions about the high school, Mr. Shane Steltenpole is our middle and high school principal. He can be found under the middle or high school link on our school website.
Really appreciate the time. I know we'll be talking again probably in the fall or something, so have a great summer, and thanks for the time, Jim.
Thank you so much, James. I always appreciate the opportunity to come on and tell the good news about the Port Edwards School District.
We'll talk again real soon. Thank you to you, and thank you to all of you out there for joining us for another edition of WFHR's Rapids Report, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic here at 97.5 FM WFHR.